up in the mountains. And we took a trip over there after I finished normal school, and she took me to show the little school that Shasta Tingy went to.
It's like the half door in the schoolhouse. What did they have half door?
Well, I remember going to visit this old lady that had a half door on her house, and the pigs and the chickens and all could come into the front room the same as you could and see her and walk in and out and make themselves perfectly at home. And in the schoolhouse, they had the same arrangements, a half door.
Top half? The top half of the door was there? Or
the top half and the bottom half. The top half was closed. Of course, the school was in session at that time. But it opened. I don't suppose pigs or chickens went in there, but they did in the other little house that she showed me up on the mountain.
Well, why did they have that?
I suppose to make it agreeable for the animals is all I know. Yeah, they could come in and still have the top closed.
Well, they had windows in the house, didn't they?
Oh, yes, sure.
It wasn't for that.
Yes, it was half and half.
You yourself have no memories of that. You weren't born over there.
I know. I wasn't born over there. My mother came here before she was married and was here a year or so before she married my father.
How old was she when she came over?
I would judge about maybe 20. Not any older than that, maybe younger.
And you told me before that he had, Patrick Cosgrove had come over kind of prospecting a year or so before.
He had come over here and had worked in Baldwin's Locomotive Works. And then he...
In Philadelphia.
And saved some money and then bought this house at 10th and Ellsworth. And when he got that far, he sent over to Ireland for her to come over.
Well, was he from Akavanna too, or nearby?
He was from Wicklow, in the town of Wicklow.
In the county too?
Yeah. He sent for her to come over, and she came over and lived with an uncle in Baltimore for about a year or so before she came to Philadelphia and married him.
Where did she live in Baltimore?
I don't remember any address or where she lived in Baltimore, except that she lived with an uncle that she had there.
Then she left her mother over there?
Her mother had died when she was quite young. Her father had married again, and there were the two families. There were only my mother and one sister. That was one family. And then now there were a family of about six others, a second family.
Who?
Of the second wife.
Who was that sister?
That sister was Mrs. Gillen here, after she came out here and got married too.
Is that a relative of Pete Gillen?
That's his mother. My mother and his mother were the only two of the first family. And the others were all of the second family. So mother was older and thought that now the younger children were pretty well raised, and it was pretty crowded, so she came out to America to marry Pat.
Is she the oldest of all of them? Older than Mrs. Gillen?
I think so, yes.
And Mrs. Gillen came out after her, though?
Yeah, I think so.
And then there were five or six others, you said?
There were six others, at least.
And Annie Fleming was one of them?
Yes, and she was the youngest of the second family, and mother was more like her mother.
I see.
And she was more like a sister to me. So she sent for her and had her come out here and raised her here.
Well, what was her mother's name before she got married, Granny's mother?
Her name would be Fleming, Mary. But I think it was O'Brien before she was married. Mother's name was Fleming before she was married.
Oh,
so her mother's name, married, would be Fleming. But as her maiden name, I'm sure her maiden name was O'Brien.
Granny's maiden name, or Granny's mother's maiden name.
Yeah. Name C would be Fleming.
I see. Then your grandmother's maiden name was O'Brien, and Granny's maiden name was Fleming.
That's right.
And you're Cosgrove, that next door.
That's right. Frank, at one time down, and when he was down in Washington, was down in the Congressional Library or someplace down there that he was looking up,
family tree.
Yeah, family tree. And I remember that much, that he got back as far as my grandmother having been O'Brien. And I forget what he told us Daddy's grandmother was, but it was quite Scotch. quite a Scotch name.
Well, what was he looking it up? Where was he looking it up?
Well, it was a little hobby of his own, and he was sort of delving into these things from the seminary down there, you know, doing maybe some little extra work that they had to do. I don't know.
Well, then Granny was used to a fairly large family.
Oh, yes. Yes. And always wanted a big family.
Did they have a big house there?
Oh, no. It was fair, but a house that sort of, this place in Okefana is up in the mountains, and when you come into it, you have to drive down the mountain to get a driveway up the mountain to come to the house, and then the house is sort of on a level. It was like what we'd call a bit of a plateau in the middle of this mountain, and it was a good-sized house as far as long, and many rooms like on one floor.
No second floor.
Yes, second floor to it, but you could readily see that maybe that in the cold weather that they might use only the first floor and heat that, not because there was no heat of any type except a big stove or something of that sort. But a good big house, and then a spring house on the back of it, and on the side of the mountain, the other side, a great big barn. So that it was a nice enough place. It was really one of the places of that mountain district.
Did they have a farm there?
Oh, yes.
That's what?
Big farm. I think particularly dairy farm with cows and goats. I wouldn't be sure now. It's so long ago, but I think it was more a dairy farm because they had this huge spring house under the mountain, sort of dug in into the mountain. That's my memory of it, anyhow.
Well, it would be likely to be dairy with the mountain.
And the rocky soil, yeah.
Then they were married here in Philadelphia?
Yes. They were married in St. Paul's Church at 9th and Christian.
And he gave up his job, and how long did he work at
Baldwin's? Well, now I don't know those details. I don't remember how many years that he worked in Baldwin's, but he worked there long enough to save money to buy this home.
And then he ran the saloon?
And then he got a license and ran a saloon there for a while. And sometime after the real high license, until it got that, it almost took all you had to keep going.
Well,
I don't remember many details about that because my father was sick for 5 years. And then my mother decided that he should get out of the business and sell the place.
And what did he do?
And then he just went down to this place on 18th Street where we lived. And he lived for 5 years more. He lived until the end of my first year of teaching. Time I was going to high school and normal school.
Well, you remember it pretty well then.
Oh, yes, very well.
Then he only ran the saloon for...
He ran the saloon until I was... I can tell you almost the date of it. I have it in that book there. The year after I graduated from normal school, I taught for 1 year. And Mother and I went back to Ireland that year. My father had died the year before. So he died in 1908. And he'd probably been in the saloon there for 12 years or 15 years.
You were about 18 then?
Yeah, I wasn't 18. I was younger because I was in St. Paul's School.
Who taught there?
Tangler Hartman.
That's where you got to. Well, did you have to pay? Was that a fancy school? I mean, like St. Leonard's?
No, it was just a plain parochial school.
Yeah.
And then from there, I took the examinations. to public high school at Father Donovan's request, because a girl had taken them the year before, and she hadn't had a really fair chance. I mean, she hadn't been given a chance enough to study, and she made a bad fizzle of it, and he felt badly that his school was held up more or less to ridicule. So he had the nuns coach me, and he coached me himself, and in three or four different subjects, and I took the examinations in 1905 and was the first girl in Philadelphia to enter a public high school from the parochial schools.
Or was he pastor of St. Paul's Church?
He was pastor of St. Paul's Church. And as a matter of fact, it was only because of his efforts that I was even allowed to take the examination.
Where is that church?
Ninth and Christian.
Still there?
Yes. Nothing new. More or less an Italian church now, but still there.
Well, it was kind of fortunate that you were an only child, with your father getting sick like that, wasn't it? Because he didn't have the expenses and of a large family.
It might have been fortunate, but it wasn't what my mother wanted. My mother would love to have had a family. She was always talking about babies and wanting more children. She always told me that I was only there because of St. Jude, and because of her novena to St. Jude after the boy that buried was dead 2 years, and I was born.
So the boy died in a childhood?
7 weeks old.
And then you got some little extra attentions on account of being the only child.
Oh, of course I did. I got all the extra attentions, anything I could get. I mean, with extra lessons, extra painting lessons and embroidery lessons and all sorts of extra lessons with my own horse and carriage and everything that a couple of doting parents could do for you. They just would have given me anything they could have possibly obtained for me. But I wanted none of it. I wanted to teach school. Way of teaching school was to go to this public high school.
Do you remember any of the children that went to school with you, any of your classmates that are still alive?